And I would always see them singing, and I always wanted to go up on the stage with them. But singing in church, it was just the thing that you do. You know, everybody sang and everybody had a turn. So I wanted my turn. So I would I would annoy my brothers and sisters and try to come up there with them, and they would push me away. But the more they did it, the more I just wanted to go sing with them. And mm-hmm. that's how I started singing, I guess. I just loved being in the atmosphere of songs, you know.
And there's someone in particular or something that inspired you, or it was like a general influence around you?
Yeah, it's just like the atmosphere of the songs. It's really inspired me to just sing. I just wanted to sing. And I wouldn't say anybody inspired me then, because the only thing I could have listened to at that time was religious music. So I was really shielded from anything on the outside called worldly music, you know. So my family is very strict like that. So it's just the songs and the drums and everything. It was so amazing to me, and that really moved me.
Oh, fantastic. Actually, you left home at 15 years old to pursue your passion, which is a very, very brave decision. So what are you carrying with you on your personal baggage about that experience, this experience?
Oh, wow. So the brave decision to leave at 15, my mind was made up, because I know for me to sing the way I wanted to, I had to leave home to pursue my career. I mean, coming from a small village of Indian Trail, and a place that I adore, but I knew to further my career, I had to leave my little village. And I had to, not only because I wanted to pursue my career, but I couldn't sing the type of music I wanted to in the house of my father. So I had to leave for that reason, and he never stopped me. So he knew that's the route I needed to take, and I did, and it was the best decision I ever made.
And what about these early years in which you were already under contract, performing and touring, and also winning pageant contests? So what are your memories of these year, those years?
Oh, my goodness. So I would start with the pageant first. Well, you know, moms being moms, you know, she was the one too. She's the one that's been pushing me from ever since I was little. And I didn't see what she was seeing. All I wanted to do was sing. But then she said, well, there's a show called Trinidad and Tobago Teen Talented. You should go. And okay, I did anything my mom said. So, so being this obedient child that I was, okay, all right. So I did, and that experience, my music didn't work. It didn't play, so I sang just without the music, and I didn't want it to stop me from singing. So any opportunity to sing, so I did, and I won. I won the pageant even with that, and
amazing.
Yeah. So my experience touring, it came from, it just happened. I was there to support my band at the time, who was going to leave, and I couldn't leave at the time because I was under contract with another band, a major band at the time in Trinidad called Dilina Dan. I was under contract with them, so I couldn't leave to go on my major tour. Then eventually I did, but, I forgot. So I forgot the main one. The main was coming here to Montreal. So I was 15.
I was
15. Yeah. And I came here with the contingency from my country, a cultural contingency to show my culture to, on a tour to New York, to Connecticut, and to Montreal. And I did that at the age of 15, through Fantastic. Being discovered singing. And they were like, we need you to come and show the world our culture. And that's how I fell in love with Montreal.
So I think you enjoyed it. You have a good memory of it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I came here, I mean, some people here would be like, what did you see? But I just saw an amazing place. And I never felt like that before. You know, I said, if there is any other place in the world that I wanted to live other than my country of Trinidad, would be here. But I never thought that would happen, because the thoughts escaped, you know. I never thought about it after that. So it's only when I moved here.
That's fantastic. That's destiny. It was destiny.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's so great. Yeah. And you know what I'm thinking? So it would be amazing for our listeners and for us too, for me too, to listen to a couple of your songs. So I was thinking that Wrecking Ball and Fantasy Man. But before we go and listen to these two tracks, so I want you to give us a little bit of context of these two songs, and when did you write them?
Well, Wrecking Ball was not written by me. It was a song done by Miley Cyrus, and I do have the rights to the reggae version of it. So, yeah, and it was distributed and published by Right Recordings out of the UK, and you know, it's a song we fell in love with.
I love it too.
Yeah. So I just, you know, the producers, and they came and together we all decided that you need to do a version of this song, because it's just everything that you're experiencing right now. So, and that's how we ended up doing it. Went to the studio just one day, did everything. We spent hours, like 12 hours putting it together, but we did it. Yeah. Oh my God. Wrecking Ball is one of the most controversial video that came out at that time anyways.
That's true.
We wanted to be an extension of that.
Yeah. Smart move in any case. Definitely. And what about Fantasy Man?
Fantasy Man. I had written Fantasy Man. I named it Fantasy Man. There's nothing in this song has those words. Even the reason why I named it Fantasy Man, because I was I called my husband my Fantasy Man, you know.
Oh.
It's just a song that I thought I needed to write at that time, because I was escaping from an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. And I always dreamed of my Fantasy Man. Ever since I was a little girl, I had this idea of the guy I wanted to be with. And even though I was in this abusive relationship, that I know it wasn't for me, in my head, I knew that there was this guy out there that would come and take me from the place that I was in, that I felt like I didn't have any power to leave, you know. And I wrote that song, just, it kind of brings tears to my eyes, but that I found it. So that song is really near and dear to me. Yeah.
Okay. So we really need to listen to Fantasy Man and Wrecking Ball. So to our listen, enjoy.
Of all the crazy things I ever did, the best was falling in love. Thank you. baby, come and give that love to me. Oh, baby, come and give that love to me. On the dance floor and everywhere around, I stood there watching how to make my move. I started grooving to the beat of the sound. I can't help looking, yeah.
Wow, love this. So thank you so much, Lei, really, for sharing this music, your music with us. So how was, let's get back to talk about your background and, you know, your story as a musician artist. So how was moving from actually a small village in the Caribbean to, you know, a bigger city in Canada, North America? So was it hard, besides, of course, the fact that you loved the city from the beginning? Do you have any regrets?
It wasn't hard moving to Canada because when I finished school, when I finished high school, I started touring. I never really came back to Trinidad for long periods of time, in especially in 1 year. So my life was really on the road, touring and singing for different cruise lines. My first was when I was 17. I had my first major contract for singing on board a major cruise line in Asia, and I was 17. So I never stopped. I never stopped. I think the only time I really stopped was when I moved here to Montreal. And I moved because, you know, it was a thing to do at the time. It was a decision I made that would be better for me and my family. And most of all, it's because of my husband. He was the one. His business took off and we had to move here. And I have no regrets moving here. It felt very organic being here. The only thing I miss about my country is the carnival and the culture and just the people. We're so inclusive, everybody, no matter the race and culture, religion, we're all together. You know, it's the thing I really, really miss. It's on a different level that you never experience anywhere else. So,
wow. Yeah. Let's hope we will be able to travel around the world soon. So I really would love to visit, you know, your home country. It must be beautiful. And to meet all the people and, in, you know, encounter the culture, which is so good. And, you know, so thank you so much because, you know, you give us a little bit of taste of what could be. And once, you know, the frontier will be open, I will be able to travel. This definitely would be, you know, a place to go for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And it's very multicultural. I like I said before, on a level that I've never experienced anywhere. But the food, oh my gosh, it's just we have everything, like all the cultures. Just imagine our Chinese, our Portuguese, our Spanish, our English, our African, our Creole, just the Indian, the everything, our native Amerindian food. We all celebrate these things, and they have a unique taste that I crave still.
Oh,
so I end up cooking
fantastic.
Everything.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. Wow, I want to live tomorrow. They really.
But I can find it here too, so I feel at home still.
Okay, that's important. Yeah, I have to say that Montreal is a bit multicultural too. So it's nice that we have like the opportunity to find a lot of different cultures in food and, you know, in different neighbors. So it's very nice. This is one thing that I love for sure about Montreal.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I mean, you're not just a singer, a songwriter, a performer, but also an actress. So we can say that you are really completely sort of immersed in the entertainment world. You know it very well. Your career has been in it for so long. And as a woman, how do you actually experience that? What is the hardest thing, if there's any, you encountered in your, let's say, professional experience within the entertainment world?
Well, the hardest thing that I've experienced, if I were to answer that question first, is being not enough in many ways. Like, you know, I got things about, okay, well, maybe you were not, I want to say this, like, I guess you're not black enough, you know, I don't know what it is to say that, but okay. Or just like, you know, about my weight, or I'm not fat enough, or it's sometimes, you know, it's the things that you wonder because you don't really look at yourself in the way that other people do. So the hardest thing was that, but I took everything, you know, okay, that's your point of view, and I respect that, but, you know, I'm going to move on from this, you know. No time to think about that. Let me see what I can do next, because I'm a lifer, you know. I'm here to live this life as much as I can, and because there was so much things that was happening around me, and I see a lot of people have passed away, and I'm like, now what is it am I going to do? to make sure that I live this life the best that I can. And so I just try to move on from that experience as fast as I can into something more positive, whatever it is that may come my way. But strangely enough, I grew up in the so-called a man's world, you know. I was sometimes the only woman around a lot of men, and they protected me, even though there was such stuff that was going on around me that I can see that was happening. Somehow they protected me. So, yeah, the entertainment world is could be very harsh, but if you surround yourself with the right people, you know, they really can like push you forward as far as you can grow.
Thank you so much for sharing this thought and your experience on that. I think it's very important. And also, like, you traveled and toured a lot. And did you experience any form of, you know, clear racism, or maybe even not that evident, or misogyny toward you?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry.
You know, I can say that the racism, it's sad, but it mostly came from my side, to say as a brown, black, whatever person that they saw me as, it came from that side. But I wouldn't say it didn't happen to me a lot. Actually, I think if there was, I didn't see it a lot at all. I was, people, they actually, I don't know if to point out that they were looking at my skin and loving my skin, but they really helped me actually to love myself even more. But misogyny, I've seen it, I've been around it, and, you know, there was a lot to see. Even though there was men protecting me, there was also men using me. Mm. In the fact that they see me as a beautiful woman, talented woman, and they would actually use that, you know, to get whatever it is that they can get out of me. So that's the misogyny I experienced. You know, it was the world I lived in. Mm. So I accepted that because you couldn't to really do anything about it. There was no real protection from that. Only now you see it happening where you can be protected a little bit if you talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's, the world that I grew up in.
Yeah.
Sad to say.
I think, unfortunately, things have been done. And as you said, like now things are a bit changing, because we are talking about these things. I believe it's totally right to keep continuing talking about all these matters and all these topics, because we raise awareness, and, you know, we as women, we can, you know, feel together more, no? Help each other and share our experience. So important.
And I do speak up about racism, because to me, racism is the epitome of illiteracy about cultures and races. If we knew more about, if we were taught more about other cultures instead of being shielded or, you know, have these things being said about other cultures, I think we would be more open and happier as a people, especially like the way I grew up. It was very inclusive. So I wanted the world to experience that. And that's why I speak up a lot about racism. I'm like, you don't know what you're missing. Come on, forget about that. Forget about this. Let's live as one. Come on, love is everything.
Yeah, you're right. But sometimes, you know, I think it derives from fear, envy, you know, of other amazing culture. So again, as you said, you do right, and we should definitely talk as much as we can about it and about what, you know, these people are missing, for sure, as you were saying.
Yeah.
You know, the beauty of diversity, the beauty of, you know, other cultures, you know, in everything. So, yeah, totally.
Yeah. So my culture is like, we love to have fun. We love to cook. We love to party. We love to.
That's amazing.
You know, so it's like we have no time for this thing. Come on, like we do have it. We do. I grew up around it. I wouldn't call it racism. I call it racial biases. Mm-hmm. So because it's mostly because we try to protect culture so much that some of us gets the better of some of us and we say stupid stuff. But I've only experienced real stuff or seen it outside of Trinidad, let's say. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for keep continuing giving these messages. It's so important. And based on, you know, your experience, is there any advice actually you would like to give, considering what we've been saying now up until now in this chat that we're having? So what we would like to give, you know, young women that want to pursue a career like yours, that might have to face, again, as I was saying, you were saying, like misogyny, racism, or just, you know, the difficulties, the harshness of the entertainment field?
I would say, you know, love yourself first. It takes that, and it's very easy to say, love yourself. But when you love yourself, you respect yourself. So I would say first, know that you're worthy of what you're doing, and know your worth. You don't have to do what everybody's doing. Do you, you know, do what feels natural to you, and everything else is like a learning experience. So take a little bit from everything, not don't take everything from everything you see, but everything that you take should be a stepping stone to where you want to go. And never stop. There's always a, I call this self-sabotager. Mm. We are that type of person, and we need to first fight that. I know that that's going to happen, but keep your vision clear of what you want. Never, ever stop working towards it. And 9 out of 10, it happens, you know. So I would like, be strong, know who you are, and don't forget to have fun with it.
Thank you for saying that, because it's important. But I like to keep your vision clear. It's to have clear your you know, your goals in life, in everything. Like it could be, like, you know, as you're saying, toward like the kind of self-respect that you deserve, you know, because as you were saying, like, we have one life. This is our right, and it's our in the end. It's the only one we have, you know, at least known one, let's say, like that, and maybe something, who knows. But I mean, just the known one for everybody is this one. So, and I love the thing that you say, we should have fun. We should enjoy ourselves, enjoy the company of others, enjoying knowing more, you know, getting to read more, to listen to music more, to discover, to travel whenever this will be possible again. to get each other involved in as many new notions as we can. So I think this is part of life. So,
because that's why I give it, because it's my lived experience. I didn't, all through my years of in the entertainment industry, there were people that were grooming me in a way. I never saw it. I saw most of the music I sang wasn't music I personally wanted to sing. I didn't know my voice. I knew I had to sing this type of music and stuff. I was hired to do it. I loved doing it. I love doing it, but what I didn't know was my own voice, and I found difficulty trying to navigate where is my voice, where is it? And funny enough, when I started singing rock, it's like, oh my gosh, I feel free. And everybody was like, oh, why rock? We're expecting you to come out with R&B, or we're expecting you to come up with something more along the lines of what we want. And I was like, but if I were not to listen to the voice inside of me, I wouldn't be living my true identity. And I found myself in rock, and I love it. I love it. I'm a soldier of rock now.
And that's fantastic, because actually, it's just not loving it that you have a music project called Pfeffer that, you know, it's growing. So tell us about this project, and who are the other musicians you play with?
Oh, my gosh. We have amazing people behind our project. The main guys with Pfeffer right now is an amazingly talented, I call him Lightning Fingers. I call him the Brazilian Bombshell. He has so much names. We tease him a lot. But his name is Andrigo. And I think he was a guest on your show earlier,
yes,
some time ago.
He was, yeah. Amazing, you know, guitar player, amazing musician. But, yeah.
And I'm so happy and lucky to have people like him. I would say blessed, because, you know, it's like searching for my fantasy man. You know, I found my fantasy guitar player. You know, he's amazing. I would like to say it like that, you know. So I kudos to him and all that he's done so far. And I have my amazing, he's my husband. But take that away from it. It's like he's such an amazing sound engineer that we made him part of the band, because there's no other way to put him. Like, people need to see you. And so we're very unconventional. And I love it. I so love to have him as part of it, because he brings a lot to this rock vibe. He's a rock like baryon in his head. He has ton load, like you can go through his collection of rock and it's like you don't even know half the people. That's to tell you how into rock he is, and he knows rock to his core. It's in his blood. So we're like, come on man, you gotta be part of this. And but we also have musicians from all over the world that's part of this project. So we have as well Pierre Grimaud, and he's from France. He arranged a lot of our music so far. And we also want to big up Max, who was there for us in the beginning. All these wonderful people that's been in our lives, you know, like that. So Pfeffer was formed out of these amazing people. We're so excited for the world to hear about Pfeffer, because we're just wanting to put out music as honest and to keep rock alive and walk in the footsteps of my idols, Tina Turner and Rosetta Thorpe, who was the godmother who started this all of rock. I am so thankful and grateful for this opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, you just dropped your new single, the 19th of March, called Filter. And I think that would be amazing for us all to listen to it. But first off, I want to know what's the story behind this song, who wrote it, and what's the sound? Can you describe its sound?
Well, the song is called Filters, and people say, filters, is that filters on your phone? It could be filters on your phone, because sometimes we hide behind that too. But the filters came about, I was looking at a friend of mine who was, she was just doing so much things for attention, but knowing her personally, I know the pain and hurt that she was going through. But what she was showing other people, you cannot tell, you know. And so I wrote that song with her in mind, not knowing at the same time what she was doing outward was what I was feeling inside. Like, I wanted love and attention. I wanted that attention. I wanted to feel this thing. I wanted that perfect emotion. I wanted, you know, I'm guilty of wearing this smile sometimes when I don't want to smile. I'm feeling hurt inside. And I think a lot of people feel the same way. And we do it. It's a natural thing that we do. But I wanted to point it out. I wanted to sing about it and put it out there that this is how we actually feel. And it creates this sort of depression and stuff within ourselves. But at the end, all we want to be is loved. So that's what the song is about.
So I think that now we just need to listen to it. Please enjoy Filters.
Now, which filter shall I choose?
This is rock and roll, baby.
But I had to do it like that. There's no other way to do it. This is the only way. It couldn't be done in any other way. Yeah.
We're happy you did that way because there's so much power. Like, love it. So great.
Thank you.
So now I want to know, I know you're working on some stuff, but I want to know what's in the future, actually, of Kefir. What do you guys have in mind for the next future?
In the near future, within the next, let's say, a month and a half, we will be releasing our second single called Desire. And most of our music, it's a fusion. We love to say that we're a definitive band, almost to like Police and I would say, you know, they love to experiment. So we are very experimental. So every song is different. You will never be bored. You want to know what's coming next. you would want to know what we're going to do with this song. But Desire is completely different to Filters. Filters is so amazing. We've been getting so much great feedback from it, especially from the entertainment industry. So we're so thankful. And that's what's coming up. We have some new stuff. It's going to be, we speak our mind. So it's, there's nothing fake about anything that we're bringing out. And people might be wonderfully surprised. So I'm just going to leave it like that.
Okay. Yeah. So let's wait for Desire to come out. We can't wait, definitely. So, and in terms, because you also have an acting career, besides all the many things you've been doing and you're doing, so do you have any plans for the future on that side?
Yes, there's a lot of stuff happening. You know, every other day I've been sent scripts to do and to read out and to audition and stuff like that. I have an ad that's running right now for the government of Canada on healthy Canadians. It's running right now on television and on the internet. So my acting career is happening just like the music career. It's been quite tedious being a part of that as well as music, but it's amazing. And there's a lot of movies that are coming out that I have small little parts here and there. But I hope to do more. I think more is coming up on the horizon. I can't talk too much about those things, but I intend to just take everything that comes my way, you know.
I think it's the
fun,
best.
Have
choice.
Fun with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So good luck with that, with all this project. And to conclude, actually, this great talk we had, I have just another question for you. So where our listeners can actually find your music and listen to it, and Kefir's music?
Yeah, Kefir's music. You can find it on all social platforms at Kefir Music. That's what it is, at Kefir Music. Kefir spelled K-E-P-H-E-R. Music, you know, just spell music, M-U-S-I-C, Kefir Music, at Kefir Music. So Facebook, Kefir Music, Instagram, Kefir Music, Twitter, Kefir Music. And we're on all streaming platforms. You can find us anywhere. Please subscribe, follow us. You know, if you have any questions, don't forget to message us, and we'll be there. We'll respond.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It's good to support new independent artists. It's very, very important. We're going to help each other in that, absolutely.
You're doing such an amazing thing, Francesca, I must say, to bring light to us as upcoming musicians. I'm sure I can speak for all of us when we say we're so thankful to you.
No, thanks to you all, because I think music is such an important thing in, you know, our lives. So it's important to actually help, support, and be a fan of all these new great musicians that are there that write music for us and let us listen to it, because, you know, it's you know, the background of our stories. You know, music really helps you in everything, you know. It lifts you up every time. So my thanks to you for doing that, and keep continuing doing that, and to keep continuing rocking. Keep rocking.
Yes. We are. Yes, we're rock soldiers. Kefir.
Yeah, exactly.
We're thankful. Thankful for having us here on Kits 90.3 FM.
No, yes. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much. And bon chance. A bientôt. Grazie mille.
Merci. Gracias. Muchas gracias.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
In a world where corporate radio rules the airwaves. In a land where non-profit radio depends on donations to stay on the air. In a time when it costs $60 an hour to broadcast our signal, only one person can keep CKUT alive. You. You have a chance to be part of the action. You have a chance to be a hero. Donate to CKUT during its funding drive to keep quality programming alive. Call 514-907-9424 or visit www.ckut.ca to save our world.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours pour les groupes prioritaires. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Au besoin, vous pouvez téléphoner au 1-877-644-4545. Après avoir reçu le vaccin, vous devez continuer de vous protéger en respectant les consignes sanitaires de base. C'est important. Le vaccin, un moyen sûr de nous protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Junior and Fat Joe, it's like a stage show, stand your home. Yeah, I'm talking more money, I'm taking your money, and this is new money, cause none of them don't know what to do with money. Money makes some great.
Yo, yeah, yeah, this is Junior Reed. And when I'm in Montreal, I stay tuned to C-Cut on 90.3 FM for the best in reggae music, hip-hop and R&B, all music, world music.
Here back at Latin Music Mondays. So well, guys, we would like to remind you to go to www.ckut.ca and donate to Latin Music Mondays. Why not a couple of $100? We're bringing the alternative music the whole year here at Latin Music Monday, so it is time to show your love for alternative and democratic and public radio station Latin Music Mondays, CQT 90.3 Megill Radio Station, the best Montreal radio station over 10 years now by the magazine called Paul, right. So we would like to say thank you so much to Lei for the time she had for the public of Latin Music Mondays, and we would like to say that the music was amazing and that we are waiting for the next single coming out of Kefir, right? So, right, this is Latin Music Mondays, DJ The Most High, and it is time for a farewell. See you in 2 weeks, guys. Latin Music Mondays, right.
necesitas esforzar. Tú me enciendes con solo tocar mi piel. Volteo y noto la ciudad muy sola y fría. Nadie me juzgaría. No sé qué hacer si tú no estás. Así dije.
land where nonprofit radio depends on donations to stay on the air. In a time when it costs $60 an hour to broadcast our signal, only one person can keep CKUT alive. You have a chance to be part of the action. You have a chance to be the hero. Donate to CKUT during its funding drive to keep quality programming alive. Call 514-907-9424 or visit www.ckut.ca to save our world.
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours pour les groupes prioritaires. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Au besoin, vous pouvez téléphoner au 1-877-644-4545. Après avoir reçu le vaccin, vous devez continuer de vous protéger en respectant les consignes sanitaires de base. C'est important. Le vaccin, un moyen sûr de nous protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Junior and Fat Joe, it's like a stage show starting your home. Yeah, I'm talking more money, more money.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Make sure my levels are at around 8.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's kind of a tongue twister.
Am I popping my peas?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
Start again.
Oh, should I do that? Okay.
I need a script.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
So, you want me to go through it again and actually say that?
This sounds so repetitive.
See, now I can't do it. Once more, okay.
CKUT 90.3.